What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. Khloe Kardashian and Kylie Jenner are both pregnant, and Kim has a surrogate. Lots of people are pregnant, lots of people making babies. Stay tuned.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
What is up, you guys? Welcome back to Kardashians Weekly. This is our second recap episode. We are so excited with our new reformatted show. We've got lots of new segments for you, and we have a whole new panel. So why don't we introduce ourselves? Welcome the lovely...
Guinois. Hey, guys. You can find me on my social media links, Twitter and Instagram at Guinoisie.
Hey, everybody. It's Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook at Howard III, and of course, my website, howardthird.com.
Hey guys, my name is Shanti. You can find me on Instagram at Shanti_Christina.
And what is up, you guys? You can find me everywhere on social media at Mr. Dakota T. Jones. We are so excited to be back.
Full panel this
Full
time.
Panel.
Yeah, we're all here.
It's so exciting, you guys. We're just so excited to bring this new formatted show to you. And without further ado, we've got a lot of tea to spill today. So why don't we go ahead and get to tea time?
Let's do it.
Anyone ready for this?
I'm ready for it.
Does anyone need tea or are we all good?
I'm good with my already put tea before the episode. Okay. Sorry, guys.
There you go. Yeah, if you need any tea.
I just wanted to cheers
you. Do
you
need some more?
No, today good. We've got like a blueberry mixed with like a pumpkin spice tea, which is very
good. Perfect for the fall season.
Basic pumpkin spice flavor.
I'm kind of like interested to see if the blueberry mixes with the pumpkin spice, but we're going to see here.
I've never heard of that flavor.
Whoa. It's a lot. We're gonna let that simmer a little bit. Right. But you guys, let's talk about this. Tea time. We've got a lot to talk about. Okay, so TMZ, we love them. And you know what's funny is more times than not, they are really like legit. Like they know what they're talking about. And if TMZ says it now, I'm like, oh, it must be true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They have a lot of true reports.
Usually they're pretty spot on.
Yeah. And they report that Khloe is pregnant and she's about 3 months along and the baby daddy is Tristan Thompson.
Mm-hmm.
What do you guys think of this? This is shocking off the news that Kylie's pregnant.
I know.
What's going on?
I'm happy. I mean, I love Khloe. I've made no little secret about that. You know, she's my girl. So she deserves her happiness. I mean, it's been a year. She seems like she's very, like, invested in him, and he's very invested in her. Mm-hmm. And, you know, maybe she's probably going to be maybe she's a great stepmother already because Tristan already has a 9-month-year-old.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
But, you know, she deserves her baby.
She deserves it.
Yeah, I feel like... Khloe has wanted kids for so long, and we've been able to see that, especially on Khloe and Lamar. I feel like her main desires are having a husband and family. That's kind of what I get from her. Like, that's her kind of true dream. So I'm excited for her because I know it's kind of been a long struggle. But also, yeah, Tristan just had a baby. That's kind of weird, right?
He
just had a baby.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's a little drama.
He's very
low-key with her. It's a whole
other story.
I'm excited for Khloe. I think I'm more excited for Khloe being pregnant than Kylie. I just feel like Khloe's more ready to be a mother than Kylie is. And they seem like they're very happy together. So congrats, Khloe.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the timing again. I know I was wrong, and I said in the last episode that Kylie's not pregnant, and I think she is, right?
Yeah.
It hasn't been confirmed by her, but 99.9% she is pregnant.
Yeah.
But I was right that it was such a strategic move that they announced that Kylie and Khloe are both pregnant around the premiering of the Keeping Up with the Kardashians. So,
that's true.
Yeah.
The only thing is, my biggest thing was I was like, oh, you know what? Kylie is Kim's surrogate. Like, that's what's going on. Now that Khloe's pregnant, who knows? Maybe because Khloe has in previous episodes stated that she would be Kim's surrogate if she wanted. So,
and
what
that's
if
more
Khloe?
Reasonable.
Yeah, what would I mean? I
no,
personally would
I don't
love.
Think she
I've
is.
Seen like a report where they've shown their surrogate walking around. It's not one of the sisters.
I saw.
Wait,
too.
You saw like a report with like the actual surrogate?
I saw the photo.
Yeah.
What does she look like?
She's
black.
African American.
Really?
She's black. I mean, they didn't show her face to protect her privacy, but yeah, go ahead, girl.
That was amazing. I'm like, what does she look like? She's black. I'm like, cool. I definitely got to look this up.
Yeah, so I don't think, I think that is fake news.
Okay.
Yeah.
We'll see. I kind of want it to be one of the girls. Like, I think that'd be like a whole other, like, I'd love to see this play out on the show.
But I don't think that's, like, a lucratively a smart decision. Like, how would that help their brand at all? You know what I mean? Like, ruining one of their bodies for... You know what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. But can we talk about how this family just apparently doesn't show? Because, like, let's talk about this. Kylie, we can kind of see a little bit. But for her to be able to be, like, 3 months, maybe 4 months along, like, she's not big. Like, she's...
At all.
If anything, yeah. It just looks like maybe she's just, like, had a little bit too much Chinese food that day and, like, maybe a little bloated. But that's it.
I thought Kylie was 6 months.
No, I don't think so.
Well, she's like 5 to 6.
I did too.
Maybe she is. I don't remember. Yeah. I'll have to look that.
Either way, she should be showing more than she is.
Yeah.
She's 3 months, 3-4 months along.
Oh.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about Chloe?
Just call.
Well, I'm just saying, someone that I know kind of told me that.
Okay.
Someone who's kind
he
of
always
like,
has the inside scoop. I have an inside scoop. Always. What about Chloe though? Do you know how long has she been pregnant for?
I heard she was 3 months.
That's what I heard too. So like everyone's having a baby around the same time because Kim's surrogate is apparently due in February. Allegedly.
Wow, that's a new generation of keeping up with the future Kardashians.
Yeah, it is. It's crazy. I feel like they just don't show. Like, they're not pregnant. Like, I can't see.
No, I noticed nothing about Kylie. Like, she's still a skinny little 20-year-old.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Not seeing anything. Not even seeing that Chinese food meal.
But speaking of Kylie, we have some new videos. She actually posted her first YouTube video ever, which was like a makeup review with her best friend Jordan Woods. And she has some new shades, which is really cool. And we actually have a photo of her with her BFF, Jordan. And they are doing their... okay, here we go. Okay, so they're saying, like I thought she did an amazing job, but then all of a sudden everyone's like commenting, like, girl, nobody cares about your lip kits, spill the tea about your pregnancy, like...
She looks so mean in that picture, by the way. Her face looks a lot fuller than it is.
Does it come with a baby daddy?
Oh, I don't know.
But do you think we would really be saying that she looks different if we didn't know that she was pregnant?
No.
No.
Yeah. We wouldn't. Mm-hmm. We would not.
Yeah.
And then the next photo we have... coming up here is the new shades of lip kit. This is her fall lip kit colors. I like what she did with the box. That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
And the purple color is actually really neat. I kind of like that one.
But I like the gold.
The one all the way
like
to the right.
Is that like a gold metallic shade?
The one on the left or the right?
Right.
The right.
All the way on the right.
I kind of like it. It almost kind of looks like...
This whole gold tone metallic vibe it has been in for the past God knows how many months. I mean, from Fenty Beauty's like highlighter to now Kylie's lip kit. I like it a lot.
When do you need a purple lip color is my question. For what occasion?
A night out on the town?
Whenever you want to be bold. I don't know. I feel like you can rock a purple lip with just basic eye makeup. Like even just put a purple lip and then just put a little bit of foundation and that's all you need.
Kudos to whoever can pull that off because I definitely not could.
And you know what? I think that's why she came out with it during Halloween because she also came out with like another eye palette, eyeshadow palette. Mm-hmm. And I think it was called the Purple Collection or something. So it's like a lot of... kind of Halloween. It's the right time, you know, fall.
It is.
I kind of like that. But something that fans were saying is that this YouTube video was shot from the shoulders up, just again to kind of like bring the focus away from her midsection and so she could maybe hide it for a little bit
longer. I don't understand why she's not going on camera and just confessing that she's pregnant. I don't know why she's holding back. Is she just trying to get more buzz from the media?
Mm-hmm.
Smart move, Kylie, but we need answers. So.
We need answers.
If she were to come out and say, oh, yes, I'm pregnant, she would lose a little endorsement deal. She would lose, you know, just a little bit more from the money if she does it smart with like 2020 or the Today Show. Like, oh, well, maybe I will buy her lipstick because she is pregnant. Now she's got the baby lipstick line, you know.
Oh, okay.
You know,
that was a stretch.
Listen, you better think about that money. Lipsticks. You know, Chris is thinking. Mm-hmm. And I think like Chris.
Yeah.
That's why she needs to come up in here and manage me.
That's amazing. I love it.
Such a good point.
Something that Shanti was telling me earlier, there's a lot of stuff going on right now with Rob. So Rob is apparently suing China for attacking him on December 14th after she consumed drugs and alcohol. She FaceTimed some of Rob's friends while having a gun, pointing the gun to the camera. She tried strangling him with an iPhone charger, strikes him on the head, throws a chair at his car, hits him in the head with a metal rod.
Crazy.
Yeah. And
is there actual footage of her doing that?
I doubt it.
Well, this is what the lawsuit says. So yeah, this is pretty like concrete information that, you know, if they're using it in court, then it happened.
Yeah, I mean, what we hope so. I'd hate for Rob to just make everything.
I mean, I knew
China's
Black
crazy.
China was crazy, but I did not know she was that crazy.
Yeah,
that's pretty
it makes
crazy.
Sense. Is anybody shocked?
No,
no.
Because okay, if she's acting as crazy as she did on Rob in China, like in front of cameras, imagine what she would do with the cameras away. Scary.
Poor Rob.
And also, I believe Kylie is on that lawsuit because she also threatened Kylie.
Well, she threatened her or said something about what?
Having STDs and...
Possibly because of Tyga?
Yeah, just harassing her, essentially. So Kylie is also on that lawsuit, which is very interesting.
Yeah. Not only that, but she's also on the lawsuit because there was over $100,000 worth of damage done to her house because China was having her parade of fits.
Yes.
Wow.
So Rob, I think the story was Rob was staying at one of Kylie's houses, and that's why it occurred there, and she just did a bunch of damage, which is... It's like, it's how much stuff do you have to do? Like, $100,000 worth of damage? Like, what are you doing? Are you taking a baseball bat? Exactly. And,
oh, gosh. Man, I just can't with her. Like, I didn't get my way. That's psycho. That's
yeah. Crazy. No, it's crazy in the head.
Yeah.
And also, they're stuck together, which is a sad thing because of the kid.
Yeah.
She just, they can't get rid of her now.
I know China tries to play the innocent, fell in love.
She's not.
She didn't fall in love. She only did this to trap him and so she can be attached to something that's going to make her bigger.
I agree.
Definitely a revenge thing.
This sounds so bad. I really didn't know who Black China was before Rob. I didn't either. Honestly. So
she did her job. This was a plot, China. You know I love you, but she knew she was getting back at Kylie when she got with Rob, and then this was the whole thing. The money,
But how naive can Rob be, though? He didn't see it coming?
I mean, he's down. He's depressed. Yeah. When she gets someone, you're vulnerable. You know, no ideas out there, but when you get somebody who's that down and that so insecure, and you come in there and you show them the bright lights and all of this stuff... Rob fell for it, which is sad.
But the
world was telling him, Black China, she's not used to this game.
I know. I feel like Rob really did just jump full, just face first into this whole thing. Mm-hmm. But, I would like to think that he knew what was kind of happening, or maybe he was just so excited because he's like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get some action. It's Black China. This is going to be good for me to get me out of the house. I did like that it got him out of the house, but at the same time, it did a lot of damage to him and the family. And now a poor child has to be brought into this situation.
That's the most disappointing.
Because, neither of them are really stable, so to have a child be brought into a situation like that, it's very sad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's sad.
I agree.
But I wish them only the best, and especially Rob. We're rooting for you.
We are.
Just be a good dad and love your child, because at least one good thing came out of this mess.
Mm-hmm.
You guys agree?
Yeah.
Yes.
Definitely.
Baby James is cute. Very cute.
I know. That was so cute. Anyway, let's talk about Courtney, because she has confirmed recently on social media that her and, I don't know how to say his name, Younes?
I don't know how to say his name
For
either.
The first time, kind of confirmed on social media that they were on vacation from photos in Paris and everything, so that's really cool. So it's kind of neat. And then this photo here is of Scott. Scott's been kind of going around a little bit. He left Bella Thorne for another teenager, Sophia Richie, who is Lionel Richie's daughter.
And she's also 19 years old, if you...
Yeah. That is just crazy.
It's so it's weird. I don't get it.
Yeah.
And,
a little weird.
And actually, he posted a Snapchat or Instagram story, I think it was yesterday, and they were on a private plane, and she was there with him, so...
Oh.
This is like yesterday.
There with him.
I was like, what are you doing?
Oh, no. By there.
Like, next to him.
Oh, okay.
So they were hanging out yesterday, is my point.
I was like, here they are again. This is just uncomfortable.
It's so weird. What did they talk about?
I don't know.
What did they talk about?
I don't know.
Honestly, props to Courtney for being civil with Scott, because at the premiere, they seemed so cute together, and,
They're very civil.
They're very... I cannot be civil with a guy that's dating a 19-year-old. I mean, that's pretty intense.
But also, she is dating... How old is he?
Oh, he's pretty young.
He's 34?
No.
He's in his 20s.
No.
Stop!
No.
Oh, the guy.
Courtney's boyfriend is, 21 years old.
How old is Courtney?
She's about to be 40. 38.
That is weird, too. It's both so creeper, Robin the Cradle. Both of them.
I feel like Courtney probably did it just out of revenge. Well, Scott, you can get a young girl, I can be with a young guy, too.
The only
too.
Thing is, the it's way... So I think it's really sweet between them, though. They actually seem like they're really intimate. They're very, together. And here, I'll use you like this. they're just oh, we're in Paris at the... Look at me, we're in Paris.
God.
And everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
They just seem very in love. And, with Scott, it's just hey, yo, Bella Thorne. Oh, hey, Sophia Richie, you want to hook up?
Yeah, it's just a one night. On I don't want to say it, but.
Yeah.
Yeah. I know what you're
like, what I'm going to say. Okay.
And then, lastly, I'm so excited. Revenge Body Season 2 has been announced, and it will premiere December 10th.
Yay!
The Season 1 cast here in this photo spread the word by posting this awesome photo of them. And, oh my gosh, you guys, if you haven't watched this show, you need to see their before pictures.
Mm-hmm.
This is their after pictures, and they look incredible. I have some friends in this photo, and for the next season, we're excited to cover it here on our Kardashians Weekly panel.
Woo!
And we're going to be having some guests, because I have some connections to this show, and I'm so excited.
Yay!
So we're going to try to bring in some of the contestants, some of the old contestants that I'm friends with, and hopefully we can get a little word from some of the trainers, because I know some of them too. So I'm excited. It's going to be so much fun. But yeah, so I love Tea Time. I think it's my favorite segment because I'm always down to talk about like what's going on. But before we get into the episode discussion, I did want to tell you guys about something very, very neat that's premiering October 11th on the CW. It's the highly anticipated series premiere of Dynasty. Have you guys seen the original Dynasty? It is the one of the most iconic shows of the 80s. The fashion and the fight scenes alone are legendary. It's the CW's version of Dynasty, and it's already getting major props from the critics, and you guys will not be able to get enough of the drama and surprises and suspense. It's crazy. But get ready, because the women on this show are bosses. Like the Kardashians. I like that. They're not fighting for a man. They're fighting for business and family, and for the Carringtons, that's the same thing.
I love that.
I love that. Right,
very Dynasty. Kardashian-esque. But like don't miss the series premiere, you guys. It is of Dynasty Wednesday, October 11th. After the season premiere of Riverdale, only on the CW.
Yes, I'm there.
Awesome.
Riverdale, too. CW's got some great shows.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do.
I am obsessed with that channel. But let's get into this episode discussion. Today, the episode is titled Cleveland Show, which was kind of like a funny generic title, but it really went along because I cannot tell you. If we played a drinking game and like every time they said the word Cleveland, we took a shot, we would be gone. Anyway, moving on. So, what did you guys think of this cute little Hollywood Reporter?
Oh, I loved it. Cute.
I loved that they were all together. What about you guys?
It was a pretty picture. I enjoyed it.
It was cute.
And I love the behind-the-scenes stuff.
Yeah,
I always
like
that stuff.
Definitely.
It's cute to see.
So we're going to kind of break this down into like little segments and kind of talk about it full through and then skip to another topic. So Chloe has traveled the past 8 months to Cleveland back and forth. Mm-hmm. For me, time's gone by so fast, I didn't realize they've been together for 8 months already. What about you guys?
Yeah. I didn't realize that either.
Time passed super quick.
That's crazy. And I love how, like, Malika was like, are you going to invite me? And pretty much invited herself to the family trip.
I love Malika. She's so cute. She's such a good friend.
I love their house.
I need a friend like that.
What?
The house. I love the house and how she has it decorated.
Chloe.
So cute. Yeah.
And her closet.
I love how Malika was just so, like, even whenever she had to leave her, like, she started shaking and, like, crying. Like, she had to leave her best friend.
I was like, girl, calm down.
That's cute, though. I think she was drunk.
That's
so me. I always cry when I say goodbye to my best friends. Aww. I know I'm extra, but it's true.
You know.
Girl, I'll just FaceTime you when I get home. It is not that serious. You with your man, I'm going home to my boo. Like, you're just
nobody
a friend.
Nobody cries when they leave me.
Exactly. Because I'm going to see you later. Like, I'll call you.
Yeah. I think after you travel so much, though, like, for me at least, I used to, like, you know, be really sad and get really emotional every time I had to leave my best friend. But then now we're just like, all right, peace, girl. I'll see you later. Like, I'll see you when I get back, or we'll FaceTime. Like, that's just how it goes. But something that I really like to see in this episode is how they were not bombarded on this walk that they did. They were kind of a little bit, but they could walk on the street. And, like, seeing them, like, walk and have only, like, two people, like, screaming their name.
But I'm pretty sure it was, like, super early in the morning. And, like, there was probably bodyguards, like, around them, but you couldn't see it. I mean, realistically, if the Kardashians are walking down, I'm pretty sure there's a huge crowd that's going to be around them. So, pretty sure it was probably during times that nobody's outside on the street.
Yeah. Well, I thought they were walking to dinner, were they not?
Well, it was during the day. Yeah. They kind of, like, progressed throughout their day.
What dinner-ish, like, six something.
Yeah. But as the day went along, more people showed up.
And then by the end of the dinner, there was the group of people outside.
But for Chloe, I feel like there wouldn't be as much going on whenever she's just there to have fun with Tristan and stuff. Like, they're not filming the show, and it's more of just about her being there. So maybe she's a little bit more low profile, and she can get away with walking around more. Obviously, there's always going to be security, but because they're filming, they've got big cameras out.
Yeah.
They've got people around, security. Mm-hmm. They got all the girls. Of course, they're going to attract more attention.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Something interesting that I was like, oh, my gosh, like Courtney even said in this, like, little truth or dare thing at mealtime, that if the time was right, she would possibly get back, not get back, but, like, have another child with Scott.
Mm-hmm. That is so weird to me. It's like, he's so instable in every way, shape, or form, mentally. And they've created three beautiful kids, don't get me wrong, but why do it again with him? Like, he's just obviously unstable, in my opinion.
And it's like seasons after season
and
that we've heard this
story. And a fourth
kid,
Courtney? I think three
is a lot.
What if she can afford them?
Yeah, she can't afford them.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Well, she's probably like, bop, bop, one, two, three. You know?
All she has to do nowadays is, like, sneeze and her baby comes out. Like,
yeah. Exactly.
Yeah.
I'm just like, wow.
I mean, she bounces back so with her body. Like,
I know.
I don't get it. I love it, though.
I don't know what they do, but they look good.
I know. And Courtney is, like, the mother of mothers. Like, I feel like she's such a good mom.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But seeing her kind of open up and kind of, as she's getting over Scott, being more fun and like, all right, whoever doesn't ride this ride is an idiot. Like, having fun and, like, bullying people onto rides. She has that youthful spirit back in her.
She does, for sure.
Which you didn't see before.
Yeah.
Or hadn't seen in a long time.
Because she was very uptight and, like, always stressed and, like, crying and, like, almost emotionless because she was trying to cover up what was going on underneath.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was sad. But Chloe does a house tour of Tristan's while Tristan's not home. And it was just so cute to see, like, she really is moving in. Like, she's got a lot of stuff there. What did you think about that?
I'm happy for Chloe. I mean, you know, whether she wants to move to... I think even moving to Cleveland is good for her, to be honest with you. She went through a lot, and I feel like, especially with Lamar and all the past relationships that she had, so to be in a relationship that's healthy is totally worth the move, especially that, I mean, she is a successful person. She's the only one in the family that actually has a college degree as well, from what I've heard. I mean, she could focus on, I don't know, starting her own business while she's there, just truly focus on herself and not on the drama. And then they seem like such a cute couple together, so I'm very happy for them.
Aww, mm-hmm. I love that. I think it'd be cute if they opened up like a Dash in Ohio.
Yeah, I mean, you never know. They could expand, so.
You know what I'm saying?
They're it technically could be cute. International, but yeah.
It could be cute. Let's jump topics to something a little bit more serious. We've got a lot going on with this whole Kendall Pepsi controversy.
Yeah.
A lot going on with that. I have seen the commercial. We've all seen the commercial. But not really talking about that. Let's talk more about what happened tonight. Seeing Kendall, no matter what you all think, what the side is, whose side you're on, seeing Kendall break down like that, like, this obviously affected her too. She was sad. She was hurt that she hurt other people. She may have felt like she just kind of went along and like, okay, for this shot, you're going to do this. For this shot, you're going to do this.
Yeah.
And as it was all pieced together, then once she kind of watched it back, maybe she realized what people meant by them saying they're offended.
Right.
But what did you think when you saw her just like breaking down in tears? It just broke my heart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, you could definitely tell it was not scripted. I mean, sometimes during the confessionals or, you know, when they're just having their little talk, I'm like, all right, that's so scripted. Like, that's so not genuine. But honestly, it was very genuine. And I could tell that she did not mean to harm anybody. I mean, I watched the commercial, and at first when I watched it, I didn't really see anything wrong with it. But then when I heard other people's perspectives, I'm like, okay, now I get it. So I'm pretty sure that I'm not the only one that felt that way. So I do get where Kendall's coming from. Mm-hmm. It's a sucky situation to be in.
Yeah, it's her first big scandal, as her and Kendall were saying.
It really is.
Yeah, it's just, it really does suck. And it's like, Kendall's just there. She's doing her job, you know what I mean? Like, usually you're the model. You're not going to look over the script and, you know, do all that extra stuff. She's there to get paid. Hand the can. Go home.
Where's her manager, like, though?
Hand the can.
No, but hand the can.
You know what I mean? Like, she's
literally
there.
Hands the can.
Hey, y'all. And she gone. Yeah. So it's really not her fault. She's just doing a job.
And I feel like she's young as well. And I mean, doesn't she have a manager? Like, why wasn't her manager there? And they probably would have given her better advice on whether this was going to harm
her
or not.
Was there.
I think Chris didn't think anything of it then.
Well, yeah, Pepsi, because you trust them.
Right.
Yeah, I don't think anybody realized what was wrong with the commercial. Mm-hmm. Obviously, until it aired and then all the backlash happened.
I get what they were trying to do with it. Right. They were trying to make, like, unity. Let's all be together.
Right.
But the way it came across and the way that they... I mean, let's be honest. If this commercial would have been a hit, like, oh, all-inclusive, like, everyone is working together to end, you know, everything that's going on bad in the world, I get that. But at the same time, Pepsi would be cashing off that. Off issues. Yeah. Like, making money off of those issues.
I agree. And think about it for a second. If the video wasn't such a big controversy, do you think it would have been that popular? I mean, that's something that I thought about as well. I'm like, maybe it was done on purpose so it could evoke some emotions from the audience.
I don't know.
But either way, I still feel bad for Kendall. She's just like, I want to do my job.
Yeah.
And that's one thing, but it's hard for her. You know, she is really young, but she needs to just understand, like, you're not going to please everybody. Everybody's going to have something to say.
Since we're talking about Kendall, you guys, can we talk about her lip injections, please?
Oh, my God, you guys. Her lips are
so... Let's sip some tea for this. Hold on. Oh, my.
Like, why? But why? Why did she need to do that? Why? She's so beautiful.
She's so natural. She's beautiful. Either way. But... for her, because she said before, oh, Kylie just overlined my lips on this one thing, which may have been, but nowadays, like when you she turned to the
tell.
Side,
you
it was like a, like a thicker
the duck
upper lip.
Yeah, you could tell.
The duck lip.
You know what?
It is.
It's like, we're not judging. We're just saying, like, you know, maybe own up to it whenever someone asks.
Like, I think Kendall, I mean, when you talk about the Kardashians, some people stand out to you more than others. But when people say Kendall, she's the most natural one out
natural
of all of them
because
she got the least work done. And now with the lip injections, I'm like, no, please don't follow that path.
She was
beautiful.
Just so natural. She's
gorgeous.
She is. So beautiful.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
It's like, God, I know. It makes me sad.
I know. Either way, she's still beautiful. But just, girl, you don't need anything. You're wonderful the way you are.
No, you do not need it.
Yeah.
At least it's just lip injections. I mean, it goes after 6 months, so.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, and
temporary.
I did really respect how Kylie came forth and said, hey, I got lip injections and this is why. Like, I appreciated that from her because it was honest and it was like, hey, I didn't like this about myself. I changed it. Just wanted you to know, not trying to hide anything.
That's pretty.
You think Kendall will tell us? Like, do a little,
I don't think a lot of people are going to know. Or do you think people will know?
People know.
I mean, we saw it. We picked up on it quick. So.
Yeah, we're like,
eh. And lastly, I want to talk about Caitlyn for a little bit. We won't go too much into it because it's like the same story each time. But she just keeps on with this book, man. I need to read this book because apparently it's lit.
Yeah.
Like,
there's so much information.
I know. But just a few topics that they talked about was that she got gender reassignment surgery, like the final surgery. And she didn't tell Chris, she didn't tell anyone except for, I think she told Kendall and Kylie before the book came out. So she told her direct children, and then other than that, left everyone else in the dark. So seeing Chris cry, it really did make me sad. I was like, oh, Chris, like, I get where you're going through. You know, like I can't even imagine, but I can put myself in that frame of mind, and I would be really sad and hurt. Like, it's one thing that she's going through these things and these changes, but to not tell anyone and not tell your own family what's going on, like, that's just... You know, you should at least have the decency to tell your family before you tell the world.
I'm just starting to think Caitlyn does not see them as family.
That's sad.
Yeah, I think they're really removed. It would just be so weird. Can you imagine being married to somebody for X amount of years, having two kids with them, and then, like, everything happening? It would be such a weird, shocking feeling.
But there's that, and then there's what Caitlyn is doing, where she's just like doing all of that but then not treating her family right at the same time. So it's almost not even like a transition issue, it's a Caitlyn issue. Like, she needs to realize that she can't be secretive and catty and, you know, telling stories about how Robert Kardashian only represented OJ to kind of out of spite for Chris and like Chris's new relationship whenever she was with.
It's just like, how much hatred did you have all those years? Like, what
exactly?
What really made you be that evil after like 23 years? Like, these were your pretty much your kids.
I know.
You know, you came into Rob's life, Rob Jr., when he was pretty much a baby.
True.
And then you grew up with this whole family. Like, after 23 years, and then you're gonna say, oh, all this other stuff. Like, that's messed up, Caitlyn.
It's
weird. It's kind of out of nowhere almost.
Right.
And like, Kim even called her and said, yo, I'm not even going to talk to you about what I really want to talk to you about. Leave Kendall out of this whole Pepsi thing. Don't talk about it. Just let it alone. And of course, Caitlyn had to go in this radio interview and be like, well, I didn't see anything wrong with it. Just run the dang thing. Or she said that in the phone call to Kim. But then she ended up talking about it on the radio.
I don't think Caitlyn means any harm when it comes to Kylie and Kendall. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure about the Kardashians. But for the Jenners, I'm pretty sure she has their best interest in mind. But she just doesn't know how to act. And she just needs a filter on what to say and what not to say in the media.
Yeah.
Exactly. Do we think she's just trying to stay, like, relevant?
I think she is.
Doing all this, like,
let's be honest. Talk? Nobody's really talking about her recently. No offense.
And
but
then
I
her
mean,
show did get canceled, too.
But it's so weird because she used to not be like that. Like, when she was Bruce, like, he didn't like the fame and the cameras and wanted to stay at home at night and do his airplane thing. Mm-hmm. And so do you think now he's made this total 360 and now this is kind of who she really is?
I would say that, obviously, like, she suppressed a lot in her past, so for now she's just like out there, like really bombing. Just living her life, but like at the same time hurting people along the way, which is sad.
Exactly.
Yeah. But something that I am excited for, this is a new segment called Kardashian Corner. And we are going to tell you guys whose side we are on each week about different different situations.
Yeah.
So there's three situations. So between Chris and Kate, who do you sympathize with more in this situation? Three, or tell me when you're ready. Everyone ready?
Yes.
Three.
hold on.
Two.
Shawnee, why can I see your answer?
Three. Two. One.
Team all Chris right. all the way.
We love you, Mama Chris. We love you, Mama Chris. But we have all their heads cut out. It's super cute. And yeah, anyway, so next situation. So Kim was kind of saying, I don't know, Chloe seems like she's kind of throwing her life right into this relationship and just giving all to her man by being away. She said maybe that's a little too much. Do you agree?
Just giving up her career yeah. and moving to Cleveland for a man.
So between Kim and Chloe, who do you agree with more? Do you like that Chloe's doing this and is really putting her love life first? Or do you agree with Kim that career and family should come first and she should not be with Tristan? I mean, she didn't want him not to be, but, like, it's a little, you know, anyway.
Ready?
Three, two, one. What?
I did both.
Oh, my Shanti, God. What's
Why
happening?
Why did you do both? I feel like Chloe, like she said, she, like, throws away everything for her man, like, puts her whole life on hold for her relationship, which I think is a little bit unhealthy. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, she should be able to do what she wants. So I agree with both of them.
Okay, I get that. You kind of see the perspective. I Balance. Like this. You just pulled, like, a little trick. Like, I'm going to be using this on another episode. Keeps it spicy. But if you guys couldn't tell, the rest of us think that Chloe is right in the situation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think it's, get your man, girl.
And then lastly, Shanti, do you know the answer of the next one?
Oh, I'm going to find out.
Okay,
don't tell us, though.
Don't tell us.
Okay.
There was recent study showing which person this year has the most net worth. And, of course, we all have our ideas. Okay, we're going to see who we really think has
the most
net worth.
I'm stuck between two, but I'm just going to go pick one.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think,
Three, two, one. Oh!
You know what? I made a last-minute change, and I don't know why I did that.
So Shanti says Kylie, and we all others say
Kim. I thought it might be Kim or Kylie. It's between both of them. Which one is it?
So, according to Time's findings, Kim Kardashian, the OG of it all, reigns supreme with a net worth estimated at about $175 million.
Oh, wow.
Next up is Kris Jenner at $60
million. What?
Mama Kris. Then Kylie with $50
million. So Chris is the second. I mean, if you're getting 10% off everyone, of course you're
going to be up
there.
That's true. Get that money, Chris.
Oh, my God.
Chris, please manage me.
Okay, just
you
come
can reach me directly.
Chris, listen, everybody's having babies.
Well, guys, let us know in the comments if you like this new segment we're doing. And I'm obsessed with, like, all their little faces. Like, oh, my gosh.
Know,
we'll show
so
you guys
cute.
Another time. But, like, so cute. Lots of faces of our favorites. We love them.
Talking heads.
But another segment we're bringing back this week is a segment called Kardashian Beauty Breakdown, and Ginwa took it over this week.
Yay, hope you guys enjoy it.
We have a video that we just submitted in, and we are so excited for you to see what she has to say about this.
Kim Kardashian's contour kit recently won the Allure's Best of Beauty Awards for the best contour of 2017. Congrats, Kim, but unfortunately, there are people that are pissed. Now, you probably heard the mixed reviews on Kim's KKW cream contour when it first came out a few months ago. While beauty vloggers such as Jaclyn Hill, Desi Perkins, and Nikki Tutorials each filmed the collab video with Kim sharing their admiration of the product, there were beauty bloggers such as Carly Bible and Jackie Aina who argued whether the contour kit is actually worth the investment. Now, for a product that was extremely controversial to many, it's interesting to see it win the Allure Best Contour Award for 2017. While Kim tweeted that she's honored, others thought Rihanna's Fenty Beauty should have won instead. And others also felt that Kim only got the award because she was on the cover of Allure magazine's October issue. What did you guys think? Did Kim's contour kit really deserve the recognition? Or did the awards come for other reasons? Let us know all your thoughts in the comments below. I'm Ginwa Zanadine, and I'll see you next time.
Oh.
What do you guys think?
I don't know.
I think Kim did great, but, you know.
Do you think she deserved the... I mean, we love the Kardashians, obviously, but let's be real, you guys. Do you think Kim deserved the best contour award for 2017?
She is the contour queen, so I'm going to say yes. Good. Hold on.
You're so nice, Dakota. Only here, you guys. You should see him behind. I'm kidding.
Hey.
Okay, he's saying...
I don't have a Rihanna cutout, but you guys, I'm always team Kim. And she is the queen of contour. Like, Rihanna just started this.
Yeah,
okay?
She's the queen, but that doesn't mean she, like, has had a makeup...
Thank you so much.
Brand forever.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You can't just come to the show and be first in line.
I think that she got way too much hate. people were hating on her just because she's Kim, which is crazy. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say it's like the worst product ever. I think it's good. I mean, I've tried it. I definitely like the way that it blends. But do I think that it's the best contour award for 2017? I'm so sorry, you guys, but absolutely not.
Mm-hmm. I don't think so either.
I'm so sorry, Kim. Sorry. Okay. But no, yeah, no.
You know what? For you having said all that, I really want to see you for Kardashian Beauty Breakdown review that. I really want to see you try this contour kit. So that's right. My challenge.
Challenge
to you.
Accepted.
Okay. Well, you guys, this was so much fun. Yeah. I love you guys so much. We're like our own little family.
I know.
You love me?
I love you.
We're getting so personal right now.
But you guys, we also are going to be bringing back next week your favorite segment from what I've heard in the comments, Kardashians, what is it, confessionals that we did? And we have another one that we just filmed. So that's going to be next week. So you guys, make sure to stay tuned for that. But in the meantime, where can everyone find you guys on social media?
You guys can find all my social media links on my website, www.ginwazi.com.
You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III, and of course, my website, howardthird.com.
I'm mainly on Instagram, at Shanti _Christina.
All right, and you guys can find me on Instagram, Twitter, and YouTube, at Mr. Dakota T. Jones, and my show on Fridays at 1 p.m., Millennial Hollywood, on AfterBuzz TV's Popcorn Talk Network, and we will keep up with you guys later.
Bye! Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later!
The views expressed herein are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.